One of the folks I interviewed for my Spirit in Action program is Marcus Borg, and he describes the normal spiritual progression is starting in childhood with pre-critical thinking, where we believe all that we're told, you know, the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, and Jesus. We believe them literally and with no effort at all. But then we typically reach a time for questioning and possibly rejecting the truths that we have accepted so easily before. Did you get to that point where you questioned and started reformulating what you believed?
No, never. No. No, I definitely did. What I remember the earliest kind of critical thinking happening was in high school. I think there was a lot of scandal sort of things going on in the papers with some of the Christian television programs. And so I was like, who are some role models? This just doesn't seem what this is about. And so I remember just really looking at folks like Mother Teresa and people that seemed to really be doing what this tradition was talking about, and really getting into the whole idea of service. And then in college, I think it was actually a lot of more critical thinking started happening, encouraged both by professors and people I met along the way. The campus pastor at the time introduced me to folks like Dorothy Day, and probably the first time I'd heard of Gandhi. And so just learning more about kind of the tradition of social justice and people who walked those roads and challenged belief systems. Also during college, I learned a lot about things going on in Central America and Latin America, and I think learning the stories of those people really challenged me a lot. So there was spiritual, religious, and political beliefs being all challenged. One of the songs I wrote, Dry Weary Land, actually talks to some of those shatterings of some of my original beliefs. And Dry Weary Land talks about the map and the compass I held so dearly and losing that. And once these different things shifted, seeing the church saying one thing but doing another. So this song talks about losing faith, really. It's the, like, going into the desert. The dry, weary land is feeling like, what is spirit? What is God? And those names that I had, I found I didn't know your name is one of the lines in the song. Like, what is this something beyond us that I grew up knowing as God? And how do we name it? And where is it? And there was this period of time in my life that just felt like this loss, like I lost the sort of easiness of the things I took in just as a child, which I'm grateful for because I feel like they built a base that then I could go out from. The Dry Weary Land song is really that longing for the spirit and finally discovering over time that it is here. Whatever it is, that suchness beyond us is right here, and it's been with me even during that dry, weary land time.
I've been walking, though I couldn't see clearly. I lost the map and the compass I held so dearly. I thought I knew how to call for you, but I found I didn't know your name. I didn't know where I was going, would I find you again? I called out to you, are you there? Give me some reply. Like an eagle flying down from the sky. And over this dry, 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 weary land. So long, so long. Without water, my soul is longing for you. Like a dry, dry, weary land.